Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, everybody, listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you as always by Wintrust. Chuck Arfine here, and yeah, these are tough, unsettling times for all of us. So I figured let's lighten things up. We're always trying to lighten things up on the podcast, but I'm really trying to do it today with one of my favorite comedians, Chicago's Pat McGann, who's also a diehard White Sox fan. He's been using his time being quarantined with his family by doing stand-up for his kids and putting these clips on social media. They are a riot. We talk about that. Also his love for the White Sox, why he finds all sorts of humor at Midway Airport. And if we were to make a tournament bracket with essential needs right now, what's your number one overall seed? Is it toilet paper, hand sanitizer, the internet? Yeah, we're going there. I think we need some humor in our lives as we deal with the coronavirus. It's making us crazy. Pat McGann, he's not crazy, but he's a whole lot of fun. So it is Pat McGann on the White Sox Talk Podcast. Let's do it.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
That ball hit deep, way back! Deep to left field!
Holy cow! Carlton Fisk has put the White Sox ahead!
Jimenez leaves the ballpark!
You can't put it on the board! Yes!
We got a chance to do something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
All right, Pat McGann, Chicago comedian, White Sox fan. He's with me to make us laugh. We got to feel better and we got to laugh. How important, Pat, is humor right now?
it's always important, right? But maybe more than ever. But it's also like, it's kind of like, I don't know, sometimes you don't feel like being funny with everything that's going on. But no, we definitely need it. Crazy times, man.
It is. And I'm remembering back to 9/11 when it wasn't until Rudy Giuliani went on SNL and basically gave everyone permission to laugh in the country.
Right.
And we needed that, but this is different for some reason. You already have like Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel and Seth Meyers and yourself who are just saying, you know what, let's have some humor. Why is this different?
I don't know that it is different. I think it's just more like in real time, and it wasn't just like one moment and then all of a sudden everyone was picking up the pieces at the same time. Like, this is hitting people at different times. And people are going to be, so it's kind of like, you just kind of, you know, everyone's just trying to be careful, get through these days. But in the meantime, you always need entertainment, whether it's comedy, music, you know, watching movies, television, you need distraction. And that's where I come in. Supposedly. Right. I mean, I didn't like think it was my responsibility to make people laugh. I just feel like I just wanted, that's what I do. That's how I relate to people. Just keep going and telling jokes and keep trying to, and I had been writing about my life and talking about my family. And now I'm doing the same thing. I'm doing these like nightly shows in my living room and I'm just trying to talk about what we're doing every day. Like, you know, we're running out of paper towels and my wife's like on the black market trying to find, you know, supplies. And my kids are, I'm using gloves for my daughter's doctor's kit when I run to Walgreens and, you know, just we're on top of each other. We got nowhere to go. Drinking wine every night.
How much wine are you drinking? How much wine you got every night?
well, we keep replenishing, but we're going a bottle a night.
On your Twitter feed, and I think you're also probably doing it on Instagram, you are letting us inside your living room. You've turned your living room, your family room, into you've turned it into Zanies. Can you explain what you're doing?
Turn it into Zanies.
What are you doing? What are you saying?
Well, I'm just trying to so there's this thing in comedy, these pop-up shows that a lot of bigger names can do. I've never done a pop-up show. I just don't have that grab yet where I can just say, hey, I'm doing a show tonight and just going to sell a bunch of tickets. But some of the bigger names, they'll do a pop-up. They'll go into, at Zany's, Aziz Ansari came in one night and announced it day of. I actually hosted the show, but no one knew that this was coming. He bumped the regular headliner. And out of nowhere, so pop-up was a thing. So I was I'm going to do a pop-up show in my own house. I just surprised my kids. I wait until they're sucked into a show, which does not take long. They watching these videos on YouTube, and they'll get in the screen and just get in a trance. And then I'll get behind them, turn it off, and then I just pop up in front of them. I do a minute of jokes I wrote that day, and then that's it. They're usually screaming at me when it starts. Not paying attention to me, grabbing at me, climbing on me. I mean, it's hell. They're annoyed. They're not loving it.
But they're a tough audience. Tough audience.
They are.
Tough crowd.
It seems to be a way to connect with people and just stay. That's the only way I can connect with them right now, you know? So I just gotten in the habit of, and I'm not an everyday guy. There's not a lot of things I do every day, you know? I'm not every day I go for a run, every day I work out, but I'm trying to stick with this. And it's been cool. And it's kind of a challenge too for me.
Give us some of your material that you've come up with that you can share, that you've been sharing with the kids.
Well, I did a bit about playing Madden with my kid. First of all, they never charge their controllers. So I always start this, hey, put your hands together if you never charge your PlayStation controller. And it's come on, dude, we're playing Madden. I'm about to come back. I'm in beast mode, and the thing peters out. And now I got to watch you play Minecraft with the one controller. Minecraft sucks. That game is boring. And then they lose their mind. Minecraft. I didn't know I was raising the kids that would have liked Zelda. I was never a fan of that game. So then I started talking about our dog and just how exhausted. He absorbs every time they scream and yell. He's used to us being gone. So I'm just telling them, the dog is stressed out. He doesn't want to come back to the house when I take him on a walk because he knows that you guys are here. You're always here. Go away. He's trying to scratch his identity chip out of his body and run out the back door. Sarah McLachlan's about to show up at our house. It's just, it's all ridiculous stuff. And sometimes I'm God, would I really do that joke on stage, a real show? Some of them, maybe I would. Some of them are half-baked, or they could be something premises, you know? So maybe I'll use some of this stuff. I have it all on tape so I could go back and pick out some of these premises, but I'm not dropping gold every night. Some of it's kind of ridiculous.
You're working through your comedy in these dark times.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And your wife, she can deliver a line or two. You included her one time.
Yeah, she was I'm just trying to keep it fresh every now and then. She did a guest spot one night, and she just roasted me.
Yeah, she said, yeah, I don't want to this is her talking about you. So maybe it's better if I tell everyone what she said.
Of course.
She goes, do you know this guy? This is your dad. He's the guy that normally is over in the blue chair looking at his phone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's never home. That's what I think it started. Do you guys know that's your dad? I know he's never home because I'm usually gone. I'm on the road. That's been the silver lining in all this for us. So it's just I'm home. Then she took a crack at me about the special. Did you see that joke?
What did she say about that?
She's like, he keeps talking about the special that's coming out. When are we going to see that? How long does it take to add a laugh track? Which was
did you give her that line or did she come up with that herself?
You know what, somebody zinged me with that line on a buddy of mine sent that to me, so I was like, oh, that's great, I gotta use that. So I say, here, you could use this one. So I usually normally would never take someone else's joke, but it's like, I'm not taking it, my wife is doing it, there you go.
Oh, yeah. That was a zinger. She got you.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
How much do you miss sports?
Oh, a ton. It's like kind of funny how the time of year this is hitting. It almost is like, especially being a White Sox fan, like there's so much optimism right now about the White Sox and everyone's so excited about this team they've put together. And to get like hit in the gut, the timing of this, right at March Madness. It's like, that's a beautiful time of year. March Madness, the Masters, opening day. It's like all these things coming together and like spring us into the summer. And that's gone. You guys have done a great job posting the old games, which I absolutely love. I've been watching some of the 05 baseball games with my kids. I've been watching the old Bulls games with my family. I've been, you know, I talk about Michael Jordan a lot, and I'm a big hoops guy. So it's fun watching those games. But, yeah, I do miss sports for sure. How much do you miss sports, dude?
Oh, man. I miss them a lot. I'll tell you this, though. Starting on Thursday, Jason Benetti and I are going to be broadcasting simulated White Sox games from 2020 on MLB The Show. So we're going to watch the computer in real time simulate White Sox games, and Jason and I will be on the call. We're doing the first game is on Thursday. It's the home opener in Boston against the Red Sox. Dallas.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to do the game as if it's in real time. Although the game's only going to take like an hour. It'll take an hour of your time to watch the game, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, that'll be funny. That'll probably be super entertaining. Do you think that is Kopech on that team? And that roster?
So I think what we're going to do is we'll call Kopech up, you know, and, you know, when it gets to be like May, something like that, we'll try to be as realistic as possible. We're bringing him up. We're going to bring him up.
Oh, you can control. Oh, I didn't even know how it works. So you can control all of that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to, I mean, if it's up to me, and I definitely have a say, I think we're bringing up Yermin Mercedes at some point, and he's going to play.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's, I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I think we're going to even look into bringing some of the White Sox players on the broadcast too. So they could, you know, my hope is we get a Lucas Giolito start and Lucas Giolito's in the booth with us talking about Lucas Giolito.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. Very cool.
Yeah. But the re-airs, we've got like 70 games we're doing. And here's the best thing. The Sox win every single one of them. They're 7-0.
Yeah, I saw the what was it? The game in Cleveland, like an April 13th game that they came back and won. Contreras pitched. I saw that one, the extra inning game the other day. I had forgotten about Dustin Hermanson, how he was the closer to begin the year. Yeah, it's pretty funny watching those games.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I want you to play some of the greatest hits, some of your greatest hits. Can you give me a couple minutes on Midway Airport?
Oh, Midway, yeah. Midway, first of all, that's where I always fly out of, the old mom and pop airport, right? It's like right in the middle of a neighborhood. It's like there's Jiffy Lube, there's Petco, there's the international airport. It's just like, I love when I take an Uber there. They're always like, what airlines? Like, dude, there's two doors. Drop me off. I'm good. But just the PA guy, I used to do a bit about the guy welcoming everyone to Midway. He's like, show Chicago. Every announcement starts, attention passengers. Attention passengers. If you're flying to New York, why? We got all that here. Am I allowed to swear on your podcast?
It's okay.
Attention passengers. I'm trying to remember this bit. I haven't done this bit in so long.
Oh, what's in the gutter?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like when you fly in there, do you ever land at Midway? It's like so residential. You're just skimming over those bungalows. Like, sorry to interrupt your dinner. Just trying to get home. You got a wiffle ball in your gutter.
I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast, and he said, like, of all the things that everybody is hoarding these days, if you had, like, an NCAA tournament, like, what would be the one seed? Would it be, like, toilet paper?
That's great, yeah.
Sanitizer?
Probably for us, it would be Lysol or paper towels. That's a great, yeah. Did they build it out?
They did. They were just talking about it. And it may not have been an NCAA tournament. I may have turned it into an NCAA tournament here, but they were talking about like what how would you rank them? And I'm just making it a tournament.
Oh, that would be a great bit. What would you be your top five?
Yeah, that's good. Well, it's funny because I was at the store the other day and I saw toilet paper, even though we didn't need it. And it was like liquid gold. I had to like... I just grabbed it. I don't even know what they probably charged me $50 for it. And I was like, I don't care. I need it.
Do they have a limit?
They didn't have a limit. No, but I got four rolls.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I see, toilet paper is big, but yeah. We're pretty good on that. Cause when we buy toilet paper, we buy like 24 rolls at a time. Like it's not something that we're constantly buying, but paper towel is a definite shortage. And, like the spray cleaner and Clorox wipes, like those things.
But then there's this is the hook. Not a hook, but this changes the whole dynamic. Internet and Wi-Fi.
Oh gosh, yeah
like what do you want
think
more?
About that, right?
What do you need more, internet or paper towels?
Internet. So right. I can do this podcast with our Chuck. Gotta be able to.
Yeah,
you gotta have the internet.
I mean, if we did not, well, then we'd have television. We'd go back to like, 20 years ago or 30 years ago. All right. So TV, that's big. So it's TV, internet, paper towel.
Well, I got kids, so I need that for sure. Cause we give them a screen every now and then. Like you just have to sometimes. You give in, that's what they want. And that's like, you need it just to have some peace for yourself, which makes me, I feel bad for these people that had to go through the Spanish flu in 1918. The hell were those kids? Didn't have a screen to stare at. They couldn't watch a whole season of Bunked. They had a stick. Can you imagine? I always come up to you, can I have your stick? It's like, no, it's my stick. I gave you a stick earlier. You lost it. What do you want? You want another piece of string? We don't have that much string.
Yeah, in 1918,
those kids must have been going
nuts. In 1918, the stick was a one seed.
Yeah. In 1918, they weren't smart enough. They were just like, get the hell out of the house. They just infected the whole neighborhood, and it was just survival of the fittest, probably.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was just Darwinism.
Oh, man.
That's crazy. But then, like, you can throw ice cream into it. Now, ice cream, which I love, would normally be, like, a top three seed, but now it's a 16 seed.
But yeah, ice cream is a luxury right now, right?
Right, but... Every once in a while, the 16 seed or maybe the 15 seed can beat the 2 seed. Is ice cream going to beat sanitizer?
Does ice cream beat a bag of frozen chicken breasts?
Every time.
How about a freezer? Where's freezer? Ooh. Like, do you back it out to that? If you do internet, then you might have to put freezer on there. Right?
We don't need the freezer as much as you do, apparently, at this house.
Yeah, well, I think probably because we have kids and we're like, I don't know. You're not stocking up. Are you ordering out?
No. Well, yes and no. So we have stocked up and we are trying, I would say probably we've ordered out twice, but we just got back to town. So we've been back in town for like 4 days.
Where were you? Wuhan? Wuhan province?
Spring break in Wuhan. That was first.
Where were you?
So here's the deal. So I was in Arizona. We were all in Arizona when this whole thing happened. I was still working. but I couldn't even go into my office. So it was like I could be anywhere. So I had rented a place in Arizona even for another week. So we stayed there and we had to drive back. Wow. So yeah, so we drove. So we ended up staying out there longer, like another additional week and a half, then drove back. So we've been back in Chicago for like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, good thing you're back. Did you drive your own car?
We rented a car.
Okay.
And when I went to return the rental car to O'Hare, you want to guess how many people at that moment were renting a car at O'Hare Airport when I walked in?
Zero?
None. Nobody.
Wow.
It was crazy. A family of three did show up, took the shuttle from, you know, the terminal, and they went to rent a car as I was leaving. It was just so crazy and surreal. Really, really bizarre. But so to answer your question, we are trying to like order a meal every few days to support the businesses in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's huge. We're trying to do that. And then, but we are cooking a lot. I'm grilling. I put a grill on there, stoves.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know how far you go back. I mean, house would be number one. Roof would be. I mean, but it's more. I think it's more like what do you use to get through?
Yeah, you know what? My number one seed is our dog.
Oh yeah. There you go.
We don't have kids, but if I a dog, I mean, our dog is
kids in there. We're talking about. But I don't know. My dog would have to be on there too, but. Yeah, you learn quickly what you do need or what you don't need, right?
Yeah. So maybe I should fill out a bracket. Maybe we can do this together. Fill out a bracket. The coronavirus March Madness seeds.
Yes.
And see
who I think
wins.
You need to set a parameter of like, it has to be things that you purchase, actively yes. purchase, that you don't yeah. already have, nothing like take out appliances.
And no Wi-Fi?
I think that's assumed.
Okay.
Stuff that you have to replenish.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. But I got to come up with 64 now, I'm realizing. That's a lot.
You're not going to have the first four? You're not going to have the play-in? The play-in games.
Like by the time you get to play-in games, you're talking about like yoga mat.
Yeah, right.
Trying to think what else.
You could make it a little bit like a 32 team tournament or something.
All right. 32 teams.
Just to make it easier on yourself.
You know what I would love to do? Let's get Joe Lenardi.
You don't have time. We all have time.
Oh my God. Too much time. But yeah, get Joe Lenardi, Dick Vitale.
Yeah, right.
Break it down.
On the bubble.
What's on the bubble? What is on the bubble to get into this tournament?
Dude, talking about the tournament bums me out because I went to UD. I went to Dayton, and they were having the best season ever. They never had a team like that.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for what this ended for so many people. Think about kids in high school, their senior year, college, people getting married. My daughter's communion, she was supposed to make her communion in a month. Like everyone's got that story. This is hitting everybody pretty hard.
By the way, I'm coughing right now because my throat is dry. I'm fine.
Because you rented a car from a guy who had just been in
Wuhan. I never even heard of Wuhan until like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I think that goes for a lot of people.
Well, we're going to get through it. I'm staying positive.
You're positive? How'd you get tested?
Oh, stop. I'm
joking, Chuck.
Wow.
Cut that one out.
No, I mean, we need to laugh. I mean, we really need to laugh.
Yeah.
There's so
Stay
much.
Stay positive, test negative. That's what we got. That's my motto. Stay positive, test negative.
That's a t-shirt.
No, it's scary, man. It really is. And we're taking it seriously. But like you said, we're going to get through it and it's going to change things, I think. But yeah, we need stuff like this, man. And I love what you guys are doing over there.
Well, here's the thing that I realized the other day. You know, we have we've just been in a me society, me for a long time. Yeah. And when was the last time you saw anybody do a selfie?
Yeah.
Think about that. And when I realized that, I'm like, that's progress.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know,
I think it's like looking back, and I think there were even times when we were living it, when it felt like this pace is not sustainable. And that's when I throw everything in. The kids, their schedules, games, events, work, my wife's work, friends, family, like a frenetic pace of really never saying no. And now you realize you have to kind of, this is really pumping the brakes for all of us on so many different levels. So if there's going to be anything that good that comes of it, it'll be that.
Yeah, we were on a conveyor belt going about 100 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to jump off of it because, the whole world was passing you by. There's the, the fear of missing out, the whole thing. Look what he's doing. Look what she's doing. Look what they're doing. I got to be doing. And now everyone's doing the same thing.
Right.
I mean, almost nothing. I shouldn't say nothing, but we've just been had to, you've really had to look inside yourself. I mean, mm-hmm. How could you not? And realize, where things are at and what you've been doing and what you might want to do going forward.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely going to be a pivotal moment in everyone's life. It's going to be before this and there's going to be after this.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, you switching gears here before we wrap up. I was at your stand-up special that you taped last summer at the Vic. Where do things stand with that?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for coming out. And I know you guys have come to Zany's and I really appreciate that, Chuck. And I really appreciate you inviting me to be on here. I remember when we did that show at Zany's years ago when you came out and we had Kittle there. I taped the thing at the Vic in September and I'm hoping to have some news soon, but I'm pretty certain it's going to be coming out in July and it'll be on, not sure which platforms yet. We're still ironing some of that out. But I should know very soon, but it's definitely coming out. I do just finish the trailer on it. And I'm liking how it looks and I'm excited for people to see it.
Yeah. I mean, you've been touring. I don't know if the tour was finished or if it got canceled, but you were touring with Sebastian Maniscalco opening up for him. What was that like? And where is that tour finished or where do things stand with that?
We were just really like, we've been touring for a couple of years and Sebastian, he's doing like arenas and great theaters and we were going all over the country and Canada and we were really just hitting our stride for this latest stretch of it and we just kind of got cut off in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to stick with him. He's we're hoping to be back out in the summer, whenever we get told that we can do it again. But yeah, I've been with Sebastian Maniscalco and then when I'm not with him, I'm doing my own thing. But I had been traveling more than I ever had been. To a point that I now realize like, okay, that was madness. And it will probably take a while to ramp up to that again. And that's a good thing. You can chill a little bit. But I love the hustle and I love the grind and I have to make money and I got to keep building this career. So there's part of it that selfishly is, it's brutal.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm trying to do what I'm doing, stay connected with people. And if people want to check this stuff out on my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, that'd be great.
Well, hey, I remember seeing you randomly at Zany's, I don't even know how many years ago, 10 years ago, and you were just hosting. And it was one of those situations where I'm at Zany's and I'm like, the host, whoever that guy is better than all the acts. He should be an act, not the host. And that was you. And it's great to see how your career has evolved and it's just great to see. And you being a Chicagoan as well as a White Sox fan makes it even better. So it's all good for you and your career and you'll get through this and bigger things are ahead for you. So and thanks for coming on the podcast. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it, man. I can't wait for White Sox baseball to start up again. We got a little cameo in the, I submitted a video for that commercial they just did about missing baseball. My son got a little snippet in there talking about, he said, he's got a great line. He's like, I miss Mankata. And he's in there. So we were all in our Sox gear. So I'm like raising, you know, Sox fans here too. So we're geared up. Whenever they start up again, we'll be there. And I'm sure I'll be seeing you soon.
Awesome. That's a wrap for this edition of the White Sox Talk podcast, brought to you by Wintrust, your home for White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/Sox. Hawk Harrelson, take it away.
Thanks, Art Chuck. And this edition of the White Sox Talk podcast is over.